The first time I saw mouse, I was amazed. I didn't understand what I'm looking at.
This is Michal Pasklap.
I was like, oh my God, comics that talks about the Holocaust? How could it be?
She is the editor of the YA Books and Comics of the Israeli publishing house Keter. She was a part of the group that established the Israeli main comics library, and she's a huge fan of graphic novels.
Because at the beginning I thought this is what it was. And when I started reading and I understood that we're not talking just only about the Holocaust, but about the survivors' family, I was out of my, you know.
Hi, you are listening to Drawn Memories by Niklas Richlet, Alina Brown, and me, Ron Shmueli. We are three students from Germany and Israel, and we are going to discuss about graphic novels that covers the topics of the Holocaust, but in a different way. And on the episode of today, Mouse, by Art Spiegelman.
So guys, we have never spoken about the second generation of the Holocaust. So before I present you the comic that we are going to speak about, what do you know about the second generation?
There was like this huge conflict of children wanting to know what happened and young people wanting to know what happened to their parents, but them not wanting to talk about that.
I can also imagine that it's just the way of living that affects their lives. So maybe they were really strict, really protective, because they want their children to be secure.
So I'm gonna connect to those thoughts because we're gonna speak about Mouse. It was drawn in 1980 until 1991. The comic itself has 296 pages. Art Spiegelman is an American Polish Jew, which is father and mother who are in Poland during the Second World War. The matter of the comic Mouse was about Art Spiegelman, who is a second generation, and how he dealt with the things that his father and mother have been through. What do you think trauma caused them to do in this situation?
For people who really lived through that kind of trauma, it must be very, very hard to, at some point, just keep on going. The people have been very hungry during the World War, so obviously after the situation changed and there is enough money and there is enough food, I can imagine that many people still have the same thoughts as they had before.
I totally agree. Like, I guess that doesn't discount not just for the Jews and Holocaust survivors, but also for like basically every family who lived through World War II.
If I'm going back to the generation of the fathers, just try to imagine that they had a very, very normal life before of the war. The Jewish community was very inside of the other communities, like the Polish one is in this point and the German one and at all. And when the war broke, there was some feeling of anti-Semitism around, but in 1930 and so on, there began to be laws against race, against nationality, and their life changed in a minute. The World War II has broke, and by that, this normal life that they had just was gone. And the trauma was so harsh that when they finished the war, they needed to find a way to deal with it. In the comic, we can see how Art's dad, Vladek, collecting things from the street in case he would need to use it. He knew he need to know to do everything, because when he knew how to do everything over there, he could survive.
And now we are about to hear a scene from the graphic novel in which Vladek Spiegelman tells his son Art about arriving to the concentration camp Auschwitz.
A few days later, the trucks came. They pushed in maybe 100 of us. One more time, I was together with Anya. I had still things I got by writing this letter. We came to the town of Oswiecim. Before the war, I sold textiles here. And we came here to the concentration camp Auschwitz. And we knew that from here, we will not come out anymore. We knew the stories, they will gas us and throw us in the ovens. This was 1944. We knew everything, and here we were.
And now, with the help of Michal, let's hear a little bit about the art.
But then came Art Spiegelman, and he gave us this. He was part of an group that experienced new things, new art, new ways of writing comics. He didn't try to make anyone feel comfortable. He uses metaphors, a lot of metaphors. First of all this book is the one huge metaphor to present moods, to present danger, to present a way of thinking, to present rhythm, and not just subject-wise, but always also at the way that he constructed his comics. It was one of the first times that we saw someone using this medium this way.
So, at first I would say that the comic is drawn mostly in black and white. Jews were drawn as mice. Germans were drawn as cats. It was very new view in comic because it never was about the story of the second generation. And when Art Spiegelman did it, it was to show, I think in a way for the reader, like the side. And it made it, if we were speaking about Auschwitz in the last episode, that everything needed to be very realistic, in Art Spiegelman's work it's very like comic. Which kind of drawings do you think would bring the idea better on?
Depending on what the author wants to bring to the reader. In case of the Auschwitz graphic novel, I guess the plan was to shock the audience and to give them a picture in their head that they never had before. And in case of Maus, they want to tell a totally different story, so the story of the second generation.
And I think it's also on many other points very good. Like on one thing you have these like childish way like cats and mice, where the book or the graphic novel can really present to a bright audience, and you can read it easily, and also you can follow the storyline very very good, because you always know when there's a cat there's trouble coming.
I totally agree with you guys. I think the idea was to give a little space for the reader to think and feel what was going on and keeping on reading. There was a comic before about the Holocaust, and the mouse was the first one to come to the mind of a lot of people.
Now, Maus did this, wow, because of the subject, okay? They only started referring to the first generation, okay, of the victims, so, and the survivors. So the second generation, their families, nobody even thought of looking into what's going on with them. And then Art Spiegelman came and used this medium that was looked as something popular and not dignified, nothing serious, took this to speak about the Holocaust, about Auschwitz, about the experience of his dad first, and his experience as his dad's son.
And at first it had another name. In Hebrew it's called Achbar, which means mouse. And how do you think the community, the Jewish community, has got it? Did they like it? Did they think it's okay?
If maybe it was reacted with a little anger, because maybe some people thought that it is a too much comic and too much, like, in a way, humorous way to talk about the horrific things which happened back there. So I could imagine there were people really disliking the idea of it.
Yes, but on the other side, I could imagine that some people like the idea of this memory culture aspect, so that their past won't be forgotten.
First of all, I must say that Maus, at the beginning, when he just appeared in Israel, it was a disaster. It was a complete disaster, and very few people read it. Adults in Israel are not used to read comics. It wasn't accepted the same way as it was in other countries. And people at the beginning, they thought it was something, it was like, you know, the Stalag literature, the pulp fiction that talked about the Holocaust, but it was really cheap and unrespectful. But when people started to understand Maus and to read it properly and to see what it is, then it had a lot of influence.
We have two storylines in one comic. We have the storyline of Vladek, which, as I said, was trying to survive the war and Auschwitz. And we have the story of Art, his wife, and Vladek, his father, when he tries to understand what happens to his father. And the next question for you guys is, because I don't know, and I wanted to know, what is going on with the second generation in Germany?
I think there was, again, quite a huge problem, because many people that lived in Germany during that time later said that they didn't know anything about, so they were clueless. And nowadays, there are like documents that prove they were not clueless. And this is one of the biggest problems in between the generations, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so too. I don't know that much about that. I think that's a problem, of course. It took much time in Germany to lighten up the story about the World War and what happened to Jews here.
And then I found another book that I'm reading right now. It's about a girl that finds out that her grandfather was an SS soldier.
Wow.
Or more an SS youth, yeah. It's an amazing book. It's not really comics. It's more of an illustrated book for adults, but it uses the same, you know, language and visual language to deal with the subject, and it's amazing. It's beautifully done, and it's really interesting. This medium is used not just at the Jewish second generation part, but also at the German second generation part, and it's really successful, and people are continuing to create these kind of books because they understood that it's a very, very good medium to do that.
Also, there was like the big question, who is guilty for all of the horrible things that happened? And this also was a question that was like in between those generations for a really long time. But I think so the generation of us nowadays luckily can say that we can't do anything about the past. Like, the only thing we can do is prevent it from happening again. So I don't think that our generation feels guilty for the past anymore.
I think it's true. I think we are the third and fourth generation for after the World War II and the Holocaust. So I think the part of us of reading the comics, by the way, as I didn't tell you, Mice was an inspiration for a lot of other comics. The whole genre was coming from this one. So it was Michel Kishka's work and Auschwitz and the work about, even about Anne Frank's diary, everything began from Mouse. And how do you think it would be look like in the future? Do you think the third generation, like, can we as a third and fourth generation speak about the Holocaust like the second one?
Obviously, everyone experiences the time different, or like in a different way. I think there is the danger that because of the time going on, that at some point it will be so much in the past that there aren't any Holocaust survivors and there aren't any people who can actually tell the stories from like their perspective. But I think that makes it even more important for like us as the next generations to ask questions and to talk about those topics to keep it alive.
Totally agree with you there, but I actually think that our generation now knows like one of the generations like the one of most things about things happening back there, because we have the most source of information. Like, we can talk to each other right now about our experiences, about our fields, and about the memory culture itself. We can look everything up online. We have joined adventures and joined programs from our universities, and of course, like, in some years the last Holocaust survivor will be gone, but we have also those like audio files, and maybe the daughters and sons and granddaughters of them who can tell their story and are willing to tell their story. And I think we're reaching a good point, we're heading to a good point right now. But we really have the chance to always do this and to not forget about it. And so maybe we are actually advanced from the second generation in terms of memory culture.
But actually, isn't this kind of an optimistic way of looking at the world? Because especially if you look at Germany now, there are so many right-winged parties and people who deny the Holocaust, and there are actually people believing them. So I'm kind of in fear that at some point, of course, there's the internet, and of course you have the possibility to look things up, but not everybody in this world or in this country is has access to that kind of education, and not everybody just Googles it unless you're told to. And if they don't even have like the chance of that education and people telling them, hey, this is an important topic, and you learn about it in school, I think we are in front of a huge problem.
Yeah, like I said, like, then even with those people maybe rising up, I don't know, then it's also our job, of course, and our Verantwortung, our responsibility to keep the memory up. And I think, like I said, we have the most options of all generations to do so.
That's exactly the point that I wanted to go to for the ending. We have, as a third and fourth generation, the responsibility to keep the memory alive, even if it's the second generation, or most importantly, the first generation, the people who actually been to the Holocaust and the World War II. And by this responsibility, we need and to make as much important in the world as we can. And like podcast as we are doing right now, like speaking about the Holocaust, like doing this kind of projects that we can speak and still remember every drawn memory that we had. And I want to say thank you again for listening to us. We are Drawn Memories. We are here with Alina Brown, Niklas Richlet, and me, Ron Shmueli. And thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for the attention. Thanks, Ron, for
thank you
doing this.
So in case you didn't listen to our first episode, it is about Anne Frank and especially about her diary and how it's portrayed in a graphic novel.